Hello, 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 Gloria and Sylvia with another edition of Karma Talk. And today we thought we would talk about the fun-filled topic of death. That's right. It's a wonderful conversation starter at any party as soon as your parties start getting reactivated and you could go out and be at parties. It could be a very nice topic, and we're going to give you some ideas for how to approach the topic in conversation and in your own life. All right, first of all, we want to start with the whole business of the tarot card of death. All right, whatever kinds of tarot deck you're using, they say different things in different ones. All right, you're doing a nice reading and you're like, okay, you know, give me a message, and you pull the death card. What happens? You say to yourself, oh my God, all right, this doesn't mean death. This doesn't mean death. This means that something's going to change in my life, that maybe I have to give up sugar, you know, some major kind of change in your life. But we're saying no. It means death. It means you're going to die. Okay? So let's not sugarcoat it. Even if you are giving up sugar, let's not sugarcoat it. Let's just deal straight out with death. All right? So we're offering a few ideas here about death. Okay, so what's happening here is there's a whole big lot of death picture going on here. There's something that could be causing a lot of death on the planet right now. And everybody's up in arms. And, you know, these are the same people who've been complaining about how awful their lives are, how much their job is terrible, how they don't like their partners, how they don't have a partner and they don't like life, how they don't like where they're living, how they don't like this person, that person, how the whole thing, life sucks and then you die. Well, you know, you're getting the opportunity and then everybody's all completely freaked out. So what we're saying is, if you're being faced with the idea of death and you're starting to get afraid about the fact that, oh my God, I don't want to die. This happened with Marguerite, all right? Maybe you heard she had something on her ovary recently. Okay, all of a sudden the blood test had to be done and she was terrified. Terrified. After complaining and going, am I done? Maybe this life is not good for me anymore. How quickly did she hightail it into revising that story once she got that little death picture in her space? And then she had to really look at it and she had to say to herself, do I really want to go right now? Okay, you know, what is my decision? So we're saying, make a decision. Either decide that you're going to make your life good or decide to go. You have the choice. And now with everybody getting faced with this right in front of their face, the death card is up. Are you going to make your life better? Are you going to make the world better? You have the power to do it. And we are suggesting that, you know, you get a little busy in that regard. Many, many people are looking at this virus as an option, if you know what we're saying. Now, maybe not their personalities, but the soul is saying, could be, maybe, let me consider this. And if you're going to use the virus as a way to go out, just make an arrangement for what you want to be done with your money, your body. Make sure, have the hospital sign, we will close her mouth. When she's lying there, we'll close her eyes. Okay, as long as you have that, you have some level of dignity, Don't worry about it because you're already going to be on the other side having a very interesting journey. Some of you are going to be of more use on the other side than on this side. So that's another thing to consider. You know, think it over. You're all asking, how can I help? Where can I be of most help? Well, decide. You know, some of you are pretty advanced. You can go on over to the other side and you can start, you know, helping out in a bigger way. You have a little more heft on the other side. So this is not an entirely terrible, terrible thing that's happening. So, you know, if this is disturbing you, just breathe. Breathe while you still can. Just breathe. All right? Think about what we're saying. And, you know, let yourself lighten up with the topic a little bit. Because remember, people will not be leaving unless they want to go. It has to be a choice. Nobody goes without having said yes on the very deep level. All right, so we hope this has been helpful, a kind of gallows humor guide to going from Gloria and Sylvia with our Karma Talk show. And remember what we always say, keep laughing. Bye-bye.